Greetings, friends. I'm glad that you've come onto the website today to see what we've got and see what the latest news is. It is the day of national prayer today, and I'll just be posting a short thought on here for you to listen to, and I'll be praying with you for the nation at this time, and I will be posting every now and again a thought, a prayer. So do visit our website and continue to have the opportunity to meet together in this way. I want to begin by reading you my favourite passage from Scripture. It's taken from John chapter 15. Jesus, the real vine. I am the real vine, says Jesus, and my Father is the gardener. He breaks off every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and he prunes every branch that does bear fruit, so that it will be clean and bear more fruit. You have been made clean already by the teaching I have given you. Remain united to me, and I will remain united to you. A branch cannot bear fruit by itself. It can do so only if it remains in the vine. In the same way, you cannot bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me, and I in them, will bear much fruit, for you can do nothing without me. Whoever does not remain in me is thrown out like a branch and dries up. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire, where they're burnt. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, then you will ask for anything you wish, and you shall have it. My Father's glory is shown by your bearing much fruit, and in this way you become my disciples. I love you just as the Father loves me. Remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. My commandment is this: love one another just as I love you. The greatest love a person can have for his friends is to give his life for them. And you are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because servants do not know what their master is doing. Instead, I call you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me. I chose you and appointed you to go and bear much fruit, the kind of fruit that endures. And so the Father will give you whatever you ask of him in my name. This then is what I command you to do. Love one another. This passage is, and always has been, such an encouragement to me from the first time I read my New Testament when I was at university and I picked up my little red Gideon Bible that I'd been given at secondary school. When I read through the scriptures, this passage just kept jumping out at me. And there's so much in there to give us comfort, to offer security, and to really ground us and tell us where we must place our trust. Jesus says that he's the real vine and that we are to remain in him. If we remain in the vine, if we remain with Jesus, close to Jesus, then really anything that goes on, it's nothing to worry about, because we are under his protection. He encourages us to continue to remain united to him, and that he will then remain united to us. What a promise that is, that so long as we pursue Jesus, so long as we study our scriptures, enter into prayer, invite the Holy Spirit into our lives, ask for the Lord to live in us, that he will not abandon us. He'll always be with us. He says that because of this relationship that we have with him, it will enable us to do great things. It will enable us to witness the word. It will enable us to have strength when we feel weak. It will enable us to have joy when the world is weeping. It's such a promise that we have, that we remain in his love, just as Jesus remains in the Father's love. And if we are with Jesus, then we are in the Father's love. And he says that he's told us this to make us have joy that is complete. And we should spread that joy with others. How? By loving one another, Jesus says, just as I love you. The greatest love a person can have for his friends is to give his life for them, Jesus says. That's exactly what Jesus has done for you. He's made your way to the Father possible through his own death on the cross, his own sacrifice. And what's more, he's held nothing back from us. He's told us everything that we need to know. And it's not even like it's just within our own power. Towards the end of this passage, he says to his disciples, as he says to you and I, you didn't choose me, I chose you. We might worry about events getting out of control in this world, in our own lives, but it's a reminder to us that Jesus is in control. And if Jesus is in control, goodness will come out of the situation we're in. We'll bear fruit, fruit that comes from knowing Jesus. And that fruit should look like loving one another. And at no time is that more important than today and now in this situation. Join me in another download when I shall be praying for the situation of our nation. But for now, keep safe and know that God loves you. Amen.